Effingham Radio News. I'm Vanessa Torres. This morning, I have Rob Heckert with me from the Just Try Indoor Triathlon. How's it going, Rob?
Wonderful.
So, basically, this has never happened here before, so I want to get some information on it, so why don't you tell me about it?
Well, but it is going to be an indoor triathlon, so a swim, bike, and run event. Something that I've been kind of passionate about the last probably 10 years or a little more, but wanted to bring something to the community that would be a new event, new challenge for everyone, but also something that we could help promote some of the charities in town and do some good work for them.
So you say charities. What charities are going to be involved with this?
So the proceeds that we get from all the registrations is going to go to Harmony Playground, okay. Relay for Life, and Blessings in a Backpack.
Awesome. So what made you want to bring this event to Effingham?
Well, again, I'm local. I've done triathlons for several years now. Really enjoy doing those. A lot of people do the 5Ks and have done a lot of those events. I thought this would be something that would be different, number one, and also give people a different challenge. So not everybody has looked at doing a triathlon. Usually the swim is the nemesis of most people, and this is an event that it's really done by time rather than by distance. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to have a lot of people necessarily pushing you to go faster or harder or whatever. It's kind of go at your own pace, do your own thing, mm-hmm. and just try something new.
Okay, so it says here, I believe here on this release that you have given me, it shows that for individuals it's going to be like $35 and for teams it's $50. Now, if let's say I wanted to bring a team, is there a limit to a team? Could it just be like me and a partner, or would it have to be like a team of four? How exactly would that go?
So since there's three events, you can have two or three people. Mm-hmm. So you could have one person do two events, or you can have an individual for each event as you go.
Right. Okay. Now, let's see. It shows here that you can receive like gift certificates and everything from local businesses. Now, with that being said, is there like a prize for anyone, or how is that going to go?
So we're going to have finisher medals for everyone.
Awesome.
But we also will have gift certificate packages for the overall winners as mm-hmm. well as the age group winners throughout. And those are going to be, like say, local businesses that are donating those prizes.
Awesome. Now, if I wanted to register, when would be my deadline?
February 14th is what we've got set up as the registration deadlines. So you've got a few days still to train and to think about it. But mm-hmm. But yeah, the earlier you get those in, that'll help my planning for sure.
Oh,
but,
for sure.
But yeah, 14th is the last day.
Okay. Is there anything else you feel you might want to add?
Just come out, try something new. Challenge yourself. It's going to be a fun event. So I think hopefully everybody can get involved.
Are you planning on being in the triathlon yourself?
I would guess that I probably won't be. I hope that there's enough people that come. I'll be busy trying to be cheerleader and help organize and keep things flowing all day long. I did do a dry run a few weeks ago, so mm-hmm. So everything went well with that, but I doubt that I'll actually compete that day.
Oh, well, that's too bad. Say, I would love to actually see some more people on there too, and I mean, with you having so much experience, I'd like to see how you do on this event. I mean, why not, right?
Exactly.
All right, well, Rob, thank you so much for coming and talking to me this morning. I really do appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, with Effingham Radio News, I'm Vanessa Torres.